Now, the truth is that this Gemara, these 5-6 lines of Gemara that we just learned, are very difficult lines of Gemara to understand. Because Chazal in many, many places talk about how terrible Kas is. The Gemara in the Nedarim, Daf Chafes, Kalakoyes, Kilo, Ivida Vaydazara, Kalakoyes, Kol Mine Gehenim, Shultenboy. Right, we all know the Igeres Ramban. The Ramban wrote a letter to his son, and he tells him that he should read this letter one day a week, and if he does that, he's going to achieve the madrigas that he's supposed to achieve. And the Ramban talks about all the important mitos, and it's a really nice letter. So the Ramban, he starts the letters as follows. Shema b'ni Musa ravicha v'altitesh teres imecha. Tisnahik tamid. The first thing he tells him, what is the foundation of the entire Igeres? Tisnahik tamid l'daber kol v'recha b'nachas. L'chol adam u'v'choles u'bazet tinotzel minakas. If you're going to train yourself to be b'nachas, to talk nice and be calm and be a refined person, you'll be protected from kas, which is a midara, and it causes people to sin. Sets the chain into effect. The kasha tinotzam and akas tala libcha midas anova. She midat toiva b'chol amidas toives. Ubavra anova tala libcha midas hayira. And then he goes on and on and on. And eventually you're going to reach the epitome. You're going to get to where you want to get. But where does it start? It starts by tisnahik tomid l'daber kol v'recha b'nachas l'chol odom v'chol eis ubezet tinotzam and akas. And if you could start there, then you're off to the races. Then you'll be able to. Just another point to emphasize this. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, famously says that all midos, you find people that naturally have good midos, and there are people that naturally have bad midos, and obviously a person has to work on his midos, but what should the objective be? So the Rambam says the objective is for a person to be a Beinoni. You don't want to be too much to the right, you don't want to be too much to the left. Even bad midos have a place, right? There's always, it's important sometimes to do things that you shouldn't always be doing, but a person should always be boicher. He should choose the derech hamamutza. He should always try to be a Beinoni. Says the Rambam, perik beis hilchas deis halacha gimel. However, v'yej deis, there are certain midos she'asur lo la'adam linig behem bebeinonis. Eli yisrachek adakzei ha'achar. There are two midas, specifically the Rambam is going to discuss, where a person can't take the derech habeinoni, he has to go to the extreme. V'hu goiva leiv, gaiva, that's the first one, and I'm skipping, the second one is v'chein hadkas. Deya rohi ad l'ma'oid, v'roi l'odom she'yisrachek mimena adak tzeya acher. You have to go to the opposite side. V'yelmad atzmoy shelo yichos, v'afilu aldova she'roi l'chazol. Even if there's something that actually it's cool for the person to be angry, it doesn't matter, still you don't get the kas. V'chein imratza lahatel ema. Even if he wants to impose fear on his family, if he's a rav on his kehilah, he thinks that's the right thing to do, that's fine. But he should act. He should be an actor. He should make believe he's angry. But deep inside, he has to be meyushev. It's like an actor. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says, although a person ordinarily looks for the derech hamamutzah, there's two midos not, and one of them again is the midas hakas. Like the Ramban says, this is a midarom, mikol midas ra. This is something you have to absolutely run away from. So at the same time, then we find here, you know, they say about a certain rebbe that he used to have a special kapota that he used to put on when he got bekas. So the chassidim said they never saw anybody get bekas with so much yishuv hadas. Usually you get angry, it's like an impulsive reaction. Before you have to get angry now, one second, lamachtosh in the bekacha, then hayagatel, the cummerbund, right? So before he did that, he went ahead and he changed and then he would get angry. The point is, they got bekas sometimes because that's what you have to do, but it's only medama, it's only an act. Deep inside, it's v'hasa kas v'libecha. In his slave, in his heart, he's really not angry. So clearly you have to reconcile this idea with this Gemara. Here the Gemara seems to be sanctioning kas. So, right, then the Gemara brings the pasuk, but what is it? What's the bottom line? So the truth is the Achrenim discuss this Atlantic verse. Sari over here asks some of these theories, and so there's a truth for a Moshe where he talks about, and even in Igros Moshe, the Tshuva was written in 1957. It's one of his earlier Tshuvas where a Moshe talks about this idea, but again, a lot has been discussed to try to explain it, but just one idea when we talk about a Talmud Chacham being Bekas, and that is the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnayis, it's at the end of the fifth parak in Masechtas Avos. Ben Hei famously said, Lefum Tzara Agro, that the more tzar, the more pain a person has to overcome when he does mitzvahs, that's how much schar he's going to get. So Rambam emphasizes a little bit of a different idea. what Lufum Tzara Agra is coming to say. And the Rambam says, Omar ben Hehe, Lufi Mashet Itzar B'Torah, the more a person is going to pain himself in Limud HaTorah, Yiyes Charcha, that's how much reward you're going to get. Va'amru, Shlo Yiskayem Min HaChochma, Ela Mashet Tilmud B'Torah Amal. A person is only going to gain from learning that he does, if he does it b'toyrach amal, if he does it b'toyrach, he's matriach, shetiyu amelum b'toyrach, v'yirum min amalamid, and if he's afraid of his malamid, of his teacher, of his rebbe, avol kriyas hatayinug v'amenucha, but when a person learns, and he's chilled out, and he's relaxed, and he's calm, he's got his feet up the whole 9 yards, ain kiyum la, that Torah is not going to have a kiyum, v'loy tayelis ba, and there's no tayelis for that learning, v'amru b'feirish mamore, av chochmasay amdali, and chazal darshan chochma shalom the Torah that I learned when I was angry, umdali, umipnei zet siva lahatal imal atamidim. It's for that reason we find that a Talmud Chacham sometimes supposed to be matal imal atamidim, va'amru zroik mar b'tamidim. So there's an idea the Rambam says, it's probably coming from this sugya right here, that there's an idea of zroik mar b'tamidim. Again, it's me'inyan le'inyan, but it's a'inyan, that a Rebbe's job is sometimes to make his Talmidim feel a little bit uncomfortable. Because when you're too comfortable, things don't penetrate. It's when you get a little uncomfortable, the Rebbe's a little tough. Right, so that's when things penetrate a little bit better, and it's at that point that you have the Zroik Marla Talmidim. All right, so either way, this is a very difficult idea. It's something that's Tanbir.